one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us on this beautiful Monday evening. We have a busy week of soccer in Rochester, in the United States, and around the world. We'll get you ready for that tonight on tonight's show. We'll have as our first guest in just a little bit, one of the top news stars for the Western New York Flash, and she is a member of our U.S. Women's National Team, not going to the World Cup, but she has appeared for the senior team three times, Sam Mewis. She scored her first pro goal on Saturday for the Flash as the Flash beat Boston 3-1. The Flash will be in action facing the defending champions, FC Kansas City, this Friday at 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Then at 7 p.m., we welcome back to the show our good friend and my boss, Pat Erkely, the COO and president of the Rochester Rhinos. The top-of-the-table Rhinos face Toronto FC 2 on Saturday night, 7:05 at Salem Stadium. We'll talk to Pat about that match, and we'll talk a bit about the history between Rochester and Toronto in the world of soccer, the best rivalry back in the day in the NASL there ever was, and probably will match any rivalry that goes on today. But Michael Lewis might have something to say about that, because this Sunday is the first Big Apple Derby between New York Red Bulls and New York City FC. We'll talk with Michael about that. And, of course, Dick Howard will preview the UEFA Champions League semifinals that start tomorrow as Real Madrid faces the Italian champions. And Joe is smiling. Juventus. And let's bring in Joe. And tell you what, Joe, it's a celebration night. Your team was the champions of Italy. My team's the champions of England. So,
well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to all the Juventus fans, because it's been a long road, and it's been an achievement 4 years in a world champion. That's something that is unprecedented, and I believe that soccer really speaks for itself when it comes to big players and big teams. And basically what life is about for us that love the game of sports and that we are root for our own team, that's what the achievement really is, and the satisfaction of being a fan. But, you're a kind of an English kind of aficionado. I like good soccer. I like Italian soccer because for whatever reason. I mean, I like Juventus ever since I was a little kid. I don't know why, but, I come from the south of Italy.
It's not your local team.
No, it's not my local team, but it's it indicates gioventù, youth. That's how Juventus is about.
So. That's right. And Juve will be playing Real Madrid. I'll be rooting for them. I hope they win the whole thing this year, the Champions League. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard in a little bit. But right now we're happy to be joined by our first guest, and she certainly made a big impact on the game Saturday night as the Western New York Flash won their first match of the season over Boston 3-1. She had the first goal, and it was an important goal after Boston had taken a 1-0 lead. And she has certainly been one of the stars for the Western Western New York Flash so far this season, joined by Sam Mewis. And Sam's appearance brought to you by the Flash this Friday. It's the defending champions, FC Kansas City, in town at 7 p.m. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. It's 3-2-1 night, $3 general admission tickets. There's no better bargain in town. Let's pack the stadium on a beautiful Friday night, first night of the Lilac Festival. Let's bring home a win for the Flash. And Sam, congratulations on the first win, and congratulations on your first professional goal.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And boy, what a perfect storm for you, I tell you. You had your mom and dad in the stadium. It was their anniversary, and you're playing against your sister, Christy Mewis of the Boston Breakers. And what a time to get your first goal. It was just perfect timing.
I know it was. It was really exciting. It was a great feeling having my family there to see it, and the team worked really hard, and we really wanted to get a win at home on Saturday. So that was important for us, and we're looking ahead, and we're excited about what's coming next for us.
On behalf of the Soccer Kick in the Grass, we want to wish your parents a happy anniversary as well. You did a fantastic job on the field, wishing them, a happy anniversary, not only from you, but from your sister. And they was kind of sweet. The only thing that I just want you to elaborate a little bit, when you went against your sister and you tackled her, what did she say to you?
Sorry, when what?
When you fouled your sister on the field and you tackled her, what did she say to you?
When I fouled her?
Yes.
Maybe she didn't foul her, Joe. Were you watching the game, or you just watching?
No,
all?
She fouled.
No, you did.
She did. She did.
Oh, I don't really remember. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's neither here or there, but I was watching, the play between you and her, because of five, you were number five, she were number 15, and we follow that, the play all the time, and we.
Oh, she my sister's number 19, actually.
19.
Yeah, 19.
Maybe that was your.
Yeah.
Didn't she used to wear 15? I seem to remember she wore 15 at one time.
Maybe with the national team at some point, but
that
in college, I think she was 19.
But I tell you, Sam, it was a great victory, and certainly Becky Edwards was a big part of that. She was nominated for the NWSL Player of the Week. I voted for her, and she set up that first goal in a beautiful set piece. Is that something you guys worked on in training?
Yeah, it definitely was. We were really focused on set pieces over the past couple of weeks, and Becky and I have spent a lot of time actually doing almost that exact thing. So we were really excited. It was a good feeling to finally put one of them away in a game. And she served, a perfect ball, and I couldn't have asked for better. And her goal later on in the game was just brilliant. Like, I ran right up to her afterwards and was just like, Becky, that was awesome. She had a great game, and I'm really happy for her that things are going well.
And again, the timing of these goals were so important, because you 5 minutes after a goal is scored or thereabouts is when a team usually will come back and equalize, and that's what you guys did. And going behind 1-0, and it was a nice goal from Boston, but you guys came back and got that equalizer. And then at halftime, what did Coach Aaron Lyons say to you guys at halftime?
He reminded us to go back to and stick to the game plan, which was what we had been discussing all week, and how to beat Boston was to switch the point of attack quickly and attack up the flanks and get some serves in. And we had strayed away from that a little bit in the first half, and he kind of had to give us a little push to remind us that what we had prepared for, and that we had to start executing that if we wanted to win the game. So I think he gave us some really good information. We came out and definitely utilized it and attacked up the flanks much better in the second half.
We're with Sam Mewis of the Western New York Flash. Flash in action this Friday at 7 p.m. against FC Kansas City. 454-KICKER, WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Joe?
When Lynn Williams came in the second half, she kind of changed the game a little bit. I mean, her strength and made the difference. and the speed. Did you see it the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing with Lynn. I think she is very dynamic, and she brings just like such a presence up top because she is so fast and can really just like outrun anyone on the other team. So it's been great to play with her, and she's actually been in and out of practices with the team because she was finishing college, and it'll be great now that she's done to have her in more consistently, and we'll have more time to work together, and I'm really looking forward to that.
It's funny, Jeff DeVeronica of the Democrat Chronicle, we're talking up in the press box, and we made a comment. We said, you know, if you look at Lynn Williams and the way she plays and, you know, the fact that she's got so much great physical gifts, it's very similar to a player we had in 2011 who, you know, as a rookie, who had a little trouble finding the target, but once she got going, it was, you know, magic. And we're talking about Alex Morgan, and, you know, I see the same kind of qualities in Lynn, that, you know, a tremendous speed and strength. I think once she gets a little bit of seasoning, she's going to be very hard to stop. And with a front line like you guys have with Jasmine Spencer and Sydney LaRue, of course, the speed up top is just incredible.
Yeah, it's great as a midfielder to have that kind of speed up top. I mean, it makes my job so much easier knowing that they'll like get onto any ball I play, and I'm looking forward to playing with all of them. It's like going to be a really fun season. I think we have some great players, and it's been awesome so far to be able to work with them.
One of the things that I noticed in the first half, anyway, it was in the second half as well, there were a lot of high balls, and the midfield really has some problem controlling the ball and controlling the play. It was all in the realm of running, and the midfielder really didn't hold the ball to give everybody a chance to attack and to spread themselves. But a lot of compliments to the fullbacks because they did a fantastic job, you know, crossing the ball and bring the ball forward. What was the problem with the midfield? Basically, that's my question to you.
What was the problem with our midfield?
Yes.
That's a good question. I mean, I think maybe we were forcing it down the middle a little bit. I mean, we were outnumbered. They were playing a four-person midfield with a diamond, and we were playing three. So I think, like I said before, our game plan was to really play through the flanks and get crosses in, and I think in the first half we were kind of forcing it down the middle to an area that we were outnumbered, and maybe that's why it seemed like we didn't have control.
I know that obviously some great adjustments were made. You guys were definitely using the width of the field, and the Salem Stadium is a big field, and I think it made a big difference in the match. And I know now that that game is done and dusted. The Flash picked up their first 3 points, and now you've got the defending champs, FC Kansas City, coming in. Of course, them and the Flash and every other NWSL team is going to be shorthanded now for a good number of weeks with the Women's World Cup coming up. We're not going to be seeing, you know, Heather O'Reilly and Amy Rodriguez, Becky Sauerbrunn, but they certainly have a lot of weapons, and they still have one Nicole Barnhart, one of the best goalkeepers in the world. So I'm sure it's going to be a very talented team coming in here, and it'll be a big challenge for the Flash coming up on Friday. What are you guys planning to do, and what is the game plan for Friday?
Yeah, we actually had today off, so Coach Lyons gave us some time to recover from Saturday, and we're going to regroup tomorrow and probably start discussing Kansas City then. And I'm looking forward to it. They're obviously a great team, and everyone's missing their World Cup players now, so I think it's going to change the game a little bit, and I think that we're well-equipped to handle whatever they throw at us, and I'm excited to get started talking about them.
It sounds like you're going to be a person, I think, Sam, was going to be called on to step up, especially, you know, you have international experience. You played, you know, with a lot of these World Cup players. So, you know, even though you're just as first year as a pro, you have a lot of experience. I'm sure that, you know, the team's going to be looking to you to run that midfield with Becky Edwards and get on the score sheet as well.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's a big role to fill, and I do have some experience, so I hope that I can do a good job with whatever the team needs from me. And I think we have such a long season ahead of us that people are really only starting to crack the surface of what we can do. And It's a great group, like I said, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it.
And I got to tell you, I was very impressed by watching you. I love your attacking mentality and the fact you go for every ball and you're not afraid to pull the trigger from outside. And it's one of the things Joe always talks about, that the midfielders don't shoot enough. And, you know, when you take a shot and anything can happen. So, I mean, I know you guys, that's one of your parts of your game, that you take shots from outside and challenge the keeper.
Yeah. I definitely have been working on that a lot, and that's nice to hear. I love shooting, and I'll shoot any chance I get, so hopefully they start to go in soon.
Well, Nicole Barnhart, if you're listening, you better watch out for the number 5 for the Western New York Flash, Sam Mewish. You can't miss her. She'll be out there challenging you every chance you get. It's going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to seeing the champions and looking forward to seeing you guys on the field again Friday, Sam. And best of luck to you and to the ladies. And we'll see you 7 o'clock on Friday.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Mewis of the Western New York Flash again, 454-KICK or WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Don't forget, $3 general admission tickets, the best deal in town. You don't want to miss the match. Coming up next, it's Dick Howard in the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash look to continue their winning ways this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the defending NWSL champions, FC Kansas City, starting at 7 p.m. It's 3-2-1 night with $3 general admission tickets plus $2 select draft beers and $1 Salem's hot dogs at the Salem stand all match long. Get your Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8-packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jilai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The first place and undefeated Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium this Saturday night to renew the classic Rochester-Toronto soccer rivalry facing Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. The Rhinos will be honoring all soccer moms at the match. So get an early start on your Mother's Day celebrations at Saturday's match. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by the Van Bortel Auto Group, Van Bortel Subaru in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortel Chevrolet in Macedon. For information on Van Bortel Auto Group, go to VanBortelCars.com. It's VanBortelCars.com. Dick, good evening. Lots of news and lots of things to talk about tonight.
Oh, definitely. But first of all, congratulations to fans of Chelsea FC and Juventus.
Thank you so
much. A good weekend.
Thank you. It was a big, big weekend. We'll get to that in just a second, but we always talk about the breaking news. And, you know, I said last week, Dick, and just after you went off the air, they broke the news that Christian Nish was signed by the Montreal Impact for the Champions League match on Wednesday, the second leg against Club America. And I said, you know, Rochester and Montreal had a storied rivalry, and I'm rooting for Montreal. Well, now I can go back to hating Montreal, not literally hating, but I can go back to jeering Montreal because it just broke. The Impact have waived Christian Nish. How about that? That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Impact have waived
Christian Nish. They broke about an hour ago.
Is that right?
The world of football. Just,
yeah. Well, we've talked about this before, hasn't it? It's very much a mercenary activity at the best of times.
Well, I hope some MLS team sees the value of Christian Nish because he's a very seasoned and excellent goalkeeper. None of the goals that were scored by America were his fault. Nobody could, not even Buffon could have stopped those goals. They were just brilliant goals. It was the defense in front of him broke down, and there were just some great individual play. And, you know, America, they deserved to win that game. They were the better team, and I think even the Montreal fans would agree with that.
It was certainly a great atmosphere. You thought when Montreal went up with a goal that it was going to be it, but full credit to Club America. I think the fact that their match fitness was far superior to the Impact, and as you rightly say, he scored some outstanding goals. Benedetto, it was just superb with his finishing.
It certainly was.
One of the things, and Dick knows this very well, is that goalkeepers, they either go hero or goat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when the defense, a good defense makes a goalkeeper great, okay? But also sometimes weak defense make the goalkeeper even better. Because he gets to work.
Well, there's been factors, Joe. A key factor with the success of Juventus has been, you know, the marvelous play of Gianluigi Buffon. You know, 18 shutouts, only 17 goals against. Chelsea got two of the top goalkeepers in football, and if one's not playing, then the other one steps in with Cech and Courtois. So, yes, they are certainly key figures, and as you rightly say, at times are victimized by poor defending. But if you've got a quality of defense and John Terry organizing the back four, then you've got, you know, a good sort of situation in any team, whether it be Chelsea or whoever.
You know, I compare the goalkeeper life, you know, like in American football, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. The quarterback, if he's got, you know, people that protect him all the time, you know, he's able to do a lot, many, many things. And similar in soccer, if the defense is pretty strong or there is a good cohesion between the goalkeeper and the defense, then, you know, the communication's got to be great.
Exactly. And now when you look at the modern goalkeeper, you know, with the positional player, sweeper, keeper, dealing with pass backs, becoming even more and more an outfield player. We see that with Emmanuel Neuer, you know, with his performances for Germany in the World Cup in Brazil. And it's something that, as I say, I've, because I've played between the posts all my life and coached goalkeepers, You certainly got to have a certain type of mentality, but never mind that. Let's get on to the task in hand. Lots of games this week, Andrew.
That certainly is, and Joe's the happy. Not only that Juventus clinched the title, they can now fully concentrate on tomorrow and Real Madrid. And boy, what a matchup that's going to be! You know, Ancelotti going against his old club, and you know Cristiano Ronaldo is obviously the man to stop for Real Madrid. But Juventus has just got so many weapons. I'm biased. I'm rooting for Juventus. I'll say it right here, right now. I want them to win this. I want to see an Italian team win. It's been a long time. I think it can go either way, though. I think anything can happen, but I think Juventus has a lot of confidence right now, yeah. And they have nothing. This is their total focus, and that may be the difference. We'll see.
Yeah, well, you mentioned outstanding attackers, you know, Tevez and company, and the talents, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Bale. But I look at the matchups, goalkeeping matchups, you know, Casillas against Buffon, who's going to come out on top in that? Ancelotti against Allegri. Allegri has done a superb job taking over from Conte. And then in the middle of the field, Pirlo and Ramos, you know, there's all kinds of confrontations that you look at that could decide the game, but it's going to be a fascinating game, and certainly Juve need to get at least one goal, hopefully two, because it'll be a tough one going back to the Bernabeu, but they've got a chance to establish control early on. But you're right, Andrew, wouldn't it be great for Juventus? And for, again, I hate to talk about Buffon, he's never won the Champions League, so it'd
exactly.
be great for him.
And he said it on an interview that I watched the other night, and he said exactly the same thing that you said. His time between the posts is kind of limited, and he wants to go out to winning something with the Champions League, of course, much like you said.
So it's 2:45 tomorrow on Fox Sports 1, and on Wednesday, same time, same channel, it'll be the other semifinal, and again, two heavyweight contenders, Barcelona at home against Bayern Munich, Pep Guardiola, who is the former coach of Barcelona, going against his old club. And again, Dick, it could go either way. Just so many stars, so much talent on the field. You mentioned Neuer. You mentioned, of course, the guy named Messi you might have heard of. It's going to be something to watch. Again, take time off, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, Tuesday and Wednesday. You don't want to miss these two matches.
Yeah, it's going to be a fabulous atmosphere in the Camp Nou, and the return of Pep Guardiola. But there might be a little bit of an edge here, Barca. I know that he rested some players the weekend, but they still lost to Leverkusen. Barca went on a rampage again, 8-0 over poor old Cordoba. And no Robin, no Ribery. You know, there's just little chinks appearing in this Bayern team. So Barcelona will certainly be fired up to get at least a couple of goals to take to Munich for the return game. But you're so true. It's going to be chess matches, isn't it? They know each other so well, and some great matchups.
And you know, Ancelotti, going back to Ancelotti, I mean, I wonder what feeling really is between Ancelotti and the Italian team, of course, being an Italian, but all the other things that he has achieved, you know, has been abroad as well. And so I can imagine, you know, all that goes on in the head of those coaches, the strategy and all the things that they want to, they need to overcome.
Yeah, well, the great thing, Joanne, I like you, I follow the press conference, the same with Andrew, and you look at the coaches. They keep their cards close to their chest. They're very respectful of their opposing coaches, which I think is tremendous. And as I say, we've got two tremendous semifinals. You've got four quality teams contesting it to see who's going to be in the big one. But I can't wait to see those first games, and I'm just so pumped with the atmosphere of these stadia and the teams walking onto the field. It really gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? Because there's nothing like the atmosphere of a soccer crowd.
It certainly is. It's going to be something special this week. And do you want to mention, by the way, two things I want to mention. Number one, congratulations to Arsenal. They won 3-1 away at Hull today, so they're now firmly ensconced in a Champions League spot. My neighbor, Dan Sullivan, very happy about that. And we want to wish a very happy 40th birthday. Yes, he's 40 years old, to Mr. David Beckham. And I got to say this.
David Beckham is 40?
40 years old.
Today was a bank holiday.
Yeah, I know he could. Today was a bank holiday in England, and we listened to BBC London. And, of course, after talking about Chelsea, they were talking about what people were doing on the bank holiday, and there was a line at Madame Tussauds, and they were
Well, they're celebrating the birth of a baby, you know.
Congratulations to the royal couple for young lady Princess Charlotte. But they were saying, why are people in line? When are they going to go see at Madame Tussauds? Almost everybody said David Beckham. That's what they want to see. He's still the man.
He really is quite remarkable.
And this guy's
all smile. You use the word very lightly, icon, but he is definitely an icon in the eyes of so many people and has given so much to the game and is still very much the person to be photographed with and to be seen working with. So I'm sure a very fun birthday for young David.
Well, he's younger than me too, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the stands tomorrow. Of course, he had spent many a year at Real Madrid with the Galacticos, and so very close with a lot of those players. So we'll see if he makes an appearance in Italy tomorrow. But Dick, it's always a pleasure. And by the way, we have to mention Toronto FC plays their first home match of the season coming up on Sunday. So
it's going to be a couple of games, you know, both home and away, and I'm sure that. Pat will look at that. Returning to Toronto will be fond memories for him, that's for sure. But the team's doing well, getting some good results. So, and TFC had a bit of a spluttering start to the season, TFC 2, but we'll wait and see what happens. But it's great to see that rivalry again of Toronto and Rochester.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, thanks so much as always, and enjoy the matches this week.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every week on our show. And you mentioned about Pat Erkley. He'll be up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll talk about the undefeated Rochester Rhinos facing Toronto FC on Saturday, Toronto FC 2. And then we'll talk a bit about the history of soccer between Toronto and Rochester. What a storied history it is. And Pat was right part of it as being a native of Toronto and playing for the NASL Rochester Lancers. We'll have that next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
The first place and undefeated Rochester Rhinos return the Salem Stadium this Saturday night to renew the classic Rochester-Toronto soccer rivalry facing Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. The Rhinos will be honoring all soccer moms at the match. So get an early start on your Mother's Day celebrations at Saturday's match. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting indoor soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash look to continue their winning ways this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the defending NWSL champions FC Kansas City starting at 7 p.m. It's 3-2-1 night with $3 general admission tickets plus $2 select draft beers and $1 Salem's hot dogs at the Salem stand all match long. Get your Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8 packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and happy to be joined as always by the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. And Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Saturday evening, 7 p.m., it's Toronto FC 2 with their first ever appearance here in Rochester. 454 kick. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Pat, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I'm preparing for a procedure. So I'm in and out, running to, you know, the commodity.
Too much information, Joe.
But anyway, I just...
Yeah, don't give FYI.
Yeah. I can tell you in Italian, but I better not. People might understand you, Joe. So anyway, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, and congratulations on the victories. And certainly, you know, you guys have done a great job in changing the team and having the victories that you got.
The guys have gelled early, so, you know, we've gotten a good response out of them considering that, you know, we've played most of our games on the road so far. It's great to be in first place under those conditions. But you still have to come home and you have to do the business at home. And, you know, winning 2-0 at home and the one game we have played at home, you know, it's great to see the create opportunities, and we need to continue to do that. But you can't take, even though Toronto has gotten off to a slow start, I mean, you can't take them lightly. I mean, I watched several of their games, and in all the games they've been in those games, and they'll be similar to a lot of the MLS teams that are trying to find their footing. But, you know, Red Bull, for instance, yesterday beat Pittsburgh, so... you know, you're going to find that at some point they're all going to find their stride, and if you don't come in with the right mentality, you won't get the result.
And Toronto has also played every match on the road, much like the parent club. They get their first home match on the 10th on Mother's Day, and the TFC2 on their first home match on the 23rd against the Rhinos. And so it's an 8 o'clock start after the parent team plays Portland. So it's a doubleheader at BMO Field. Definitely all Rhino fans, take the trip up to Toronto and support the team. It's going to be – it's the Rochester-Toronto rivalry. One of the reasons I want to have you on the show today, because you're a native of Toronto. You've lived that rivalry yourself in your playing days. For the people who don't know about the rivalry, tell us a bit about it from your perspective, being a Toronto native and a Lancers player.
Well, for the longest time, I mean, Joe was part of it, you know, when he played Toronto-Croatia. I think it stems all the way back to those days where, you know, we had that one playoff game. I think he played two men down, and you were able to win it, you know, up in Toronto, which has always been a hostile place to play. So, I mean, you know, going back to the years of the Rhinos, obviously it was the same situation. I mean, I remember a playoff series where, you know, I think we had tied up there and we had to come home and make sure the way they were scoring it, we had to make sure we won 1-0, and Craig Demond scored his only goal for the Rhinos that night.
I remember that.
And we moved on and, you know, we ended up going on to win a championship. But essentially, you know, it's just that rivalry that we've had with Toronto, Montreal, and now a little bit with the New York Red Bulls. So, I mean, those are the things in Harrisburg, for instance. So it's great to have these teams that are in driving distance where, you know, some of the fan base can participate and come to watch the game, but also you get to play them a little bit more, so you develop that rivalry.
But, you know, to concur with what you just said, and, you know, the rivalries in the Toronto and Montreal, you know, history for the Rhinos and, you know, the Lancers, well, in the early days. I can remember, you know, there was such fear when we went to Toronto that we had to be like, you know, we had to go in the dressing room and wait for the crowd to disperse because, you know, we had Popovich, we had the Serbian, the Croatian on our team, and everybody was mad at us. And we, you know, we had to wait for a long time before we could leave the stadium. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, no question. I mean, that was the, you know, there were instances like that. And the thing is, the passion's starting to come back into this. So I think that you'll start to see that somewhat start to happen with us again. And it makes it easier for that sort of thing to happen when you have teams that are in close proximity and you've played them before.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a few Toronto fans at the match on Saturday night because, again, the main team doesn't play till Sunday. So it'd be a nice trip. And I'm looking forward to coming up to Toronto for the match on the 23rd to see. Always great to see a match at BMO Field. It's a beautiful facility, now 30,000 seats. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But I want to ask you, Pat, the matches that the Rhinos have played so far, you know, looking at it objectively, which I try to do, even though I do work for the Rhinos, full disclosure, the teams we played are not the cream of the crop. I mean, Louisville was undefeated until this weekend, but the majority of the teams are 500 or below. We've not faced the Richmonds and the Charlestons of the league yet, the established teams. How do you think the Rhinos will do against the veteran teams in the league?
Well, first of all, the teams are below 500 because we put them there.
That's so true. Very good.
We got to take that into consideration.
That's right.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, Charleston and Richmond obviously are up top with us right now, and they're obviously at this point, in this stage of the season, are the teams that you have to beat. But again, you can't discredit the teams that we've actually gotten points against at this point. I mean, yeah, there's one or two that there's no question you need to get those points, but Pittsburgh just learned a lesson this weekend by going to New York and realizing that, hey, you got to play full 90 minutes.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to lose points. You know, it's still early in the season. You know, we've always said, look, it isn't where you start, it's where you finish. But I can't tell you that I would want to give my points up to finish better at this point.
That's for
I'm pretty
sure.
ecstatic with the way the guys are playing, and it's not just about getting the points. You know, we got a lot of speed. We got a lot of players getting in behind the defenses. You know, we have a lot of players that are creating opportunities for themselves. We've got good competition within the team itself with players that when they get in, they want to prove themselves. So, you know, in the past, similar to some of the teams that I coached back in the early days where, you know, John Walniak was on the bench or didn't even dress. And he was a player that played in MLS a long time. So when you have that competition on your team where you have several different elements on your team that can contribute and make a difference, it keeps good competition within the team. And it gives you a better balance when you're trying to win games, especially at the end of games. I mean, you know, there were times that people would question me, why aren't you playing Carlos Zavala? You know, he's a great player. But, you know, it was great when he would come in the last 30, 40 minutes and he'd wreak havoc from an offensive standpoint on the left-hand side. So you as a coach, you get the opportunity to see what you have over the first quarter of the season and see how you can get the best out of those individuals each and every game and at different times of the game that can help you win games. And I think that's what we're finding with this team, that there's a lot of good elements on the team, but there's a lot of good elements coming off the bench. And when you have that kind of depth, it's a good feeling.
Certainly is, and we'll be looking forward to seeing the Rhinos in action this Saturday, 7:05. By the way, if you get a ticket to Saturday's match, you get a free ticket to the U.S. Open Cup match on the 20th against either Western Mass or FC Binghamton. So you get two for the price of one this weekend at Salem Stadium. And not only that, you have two for the price of one, not two for the price of one, but you have two matches this weekend, the Flash and the Rhinos both in action. So spend your time at Salem Stadium before Mother's Day, then take mom out for a great meal, whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. So, Pat, thank
sounds
you so much for being
me.
On the show. Sorry?
I said it sounds good to me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It sounds good to me, too. I'm looking forward to calling the game on Saturday with Joe Giuliano and looking forward to hopefully another Rhinos win to extend the unbeaten streak to start the season. So, Pat, thanks so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Pat. It's Pat Ercoli here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Rhinos at 7:05 against Toronto FC 2. Come on, support the boys. They're doing a great job so far. Top of the table in the USL. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. Speaking of rivalries, we'll get to his thoughts on the first ever Big Apple Derby between New York Red Bulls and New York City FC coming up this Sunday. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash look to continue their winning ways this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the defending NWSL champions, FC Kansas City, starting at 7 p.m. It's 3-2-1 night with $3 general admission tickets plus $2 select draft beers and $1 Salem's hot dogs at the Salem stand all match long. Get your Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8 packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The first place and undefeated Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium this Saturday night to renew the classic Rochester-Toronto soccer rivalry facing Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. The Rhinos will be honoring all soccer moms at the match. So get an early start on your Mother's Day celebrations at Saturday's match. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, with the Women's World Cup coming up, get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming, and summer sports just around the corner. If you want to get your bags, your towels, etc., monogrammed, embroidered, take them to Top Notch Monogramming and tell Tony and Michelle what you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll take good care of you. And even if you don't, they'll still take good care of you, believe me, they are top notch. And Michael, the eyes of the soccer world are going to be on New York City this Mother's Day as the first ever match between the Red Bulls and New York City FC takes place. And I'm sure, you know, as a New Yorker yourself, you're looking forward to this match.
Oh, I definitely am. I should say. you know, if you put, I guess, everything into the computer and the way things are going, you probably would think the Red Bulls would have the advantage, even though both teams are coming up losses. But in this sport, or in any sport, you just don't know, and that's why they play the games. I'm looking forward to the more than the game itself, at least the atmosphere. Hopefully it will be the best atmosphere we've seen at a local professional game in a long time. Maybe the best. Well, we shall see. I hope to be roaming around outside the stadium just to see what the fans are going to bring to the table in terms of banners and enthusiasm before kickoff.
Should be a lot of fun. It's going to be live on, I believe it's at ESPN or ESPN2. I'll check that out in just a second. But, Joe, go ahead.
Well, Mike, just you know, a quick note. We were talking before about rivalry and, you know, the old days. And now you live in one in New York, just like you commented a minute ago. What do you really think that you know, the New Yorker aficionados of soccer are really divided between the two teams, and do they have do they have the same passion that we have experienced and we experience it every day?
You know, I don't. Well, in terms of dividing, boy.
That's a good question. You know, I think there will be passion. The Red Bull fans will love the red, and NYCFC will definitely back their blue team, even if they've had their struggles big time. Obviously, the Red Bull faithful have been around for two decades, and that's a long time of suffering, essentially, with this team on just an incredible roller coaster ride. NYCFC, the younger team, in terms of, I can't tell you about fan age, but definitely the newcomer on the block. I think they picked up a lot of fans in New York City who just didn't have a soccer team to root for. Believe it or not, it's not a lot of fun going to New Jersey in terms of paying toll these days, and even getting to Red Bull Arena, even though it's easier to get to via public transportation than the old Giant Stadium. It's still not a perfect situation. Saying that, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what the passion really is. I know what it is for the Red Bulls, for NYCFC. You know, they have nine games behind them. That's really not a long time to pick up a lot of passion for a team. Red Bulls, again, like I said, 20 years, two decades, a lot of suffering. And I can commiserate with them as well, too, since I've covered that team from day one. I hope I answered your question.
I can certainly vouch for the trip to Red Bull Arena from New York City. I did it myself when they went there to see the Rhinos against Red Bulls, too. And that was in an empty, pretty much empty arena. There's going to probably be a full house there on Sunday. By the way, it's going to be on Fox Sports 1 at 7 p.m. ESPN 2 will have the first home match for Toronto FC against Houston at 5 p.m., so just to get that clear. But it's going to be a great match. Looking forward to watching it. And it's a local derby, which means anything can happen. But we haven't talked much about the Cosmos, but I want to bring them up tonight because they actually didn't play at their home stadium. They played it on Coney Island this past week, and I believe it was in a baseball stadium, if I remember right. Tell us about what happened there.
Yeah, that is correct. They played at MCU Park, the home field of the Brooklyn Cyclones, minor league baseball team. Before I get to the game itself, what an atmosphere it was, because you were basically in the background. And you could see a picture on Big Apple Soccer or one of my tweets. I tweeted a picture out there of the amusement park in the background. It's an incredible, surreal sight, no doubt about it. So in terms of atmosphere, whether or not there are fans or not, just the sights there were amazing. And also being on the water got a little quite chilly even for the beginning of May. The Cosmos dominated the first half. They scored the lone goal of the match, as it turned out. Lucky Moksana put it in, and he basically was the man of the match, having the best opportunities probably of everyone combined. He set up some teammates as well, and he definitely deserved whatever plaudits that he received after the match. He definitely was my man of the match. The Cosmos, you know, they played well enough to win. They probably should have won 2-0. One interesting thing about this team, NASL has two seasons, a spring season and a fall season. The spring season is only 10 games. The fall season is 20. So the fact that the Cosmos are halfway through the spring season, they got a three-point lead over the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and they haven't lost a game yet, and they're 2-0 at home, bodes well for them. They are essentially in the driver's seat. It's their title to lose. The spring champion does book a spot in the four-team playoffs in November. So it will be intriguing to see if they could keep that lead up.
Michael, real quick before we go, you got a couple of minutes. U.S. women in action on Sunday against Ireland. What do you think you'll see from the ladies?
I'll have to admit I haven't done much thinking about them. You know, I would like to think off the top of my head that Jill Ellis will start putting out what she thinks will be the optimal starting 11 because there are going to be a limit of how many warm-up games she's going to have to do. I know there's the send-off series, but by then you hope to have the finished product. So I just hope this is the beginning of getting to that finished product. And, you know, I expect the U.S. win, you know, against Ireland on U.S. soil. Anything else would be very disappointing.
It'd be interesting to see how everyone back going to fit into the whole thing, you know, from a Rochester perspective, you know, her being a Rochesterian. And it's going to be interesting
question.
To see.
I think I think Abby will have a role in the Women's World Cup. I don't know how much a bigger role it will be. I think only Jill Ellis knows that. And I guess we're going to start finding out this week, aren't we?
Yes, we will. And, Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to the big derby match on Sunday, Red Bulls and New York City FC. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Michael Bye. Lewis here on Soccer is Kick in the Grass. Here, Michael, and with the U.S. Soccer Report every Monday night on our show. We're going to thank our guests, Pat Erkely from the Rochester Rhinos, along with Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, and Sam Mewis from the Western New York Flash, Jackie Maynard, Aaron Lyons, Mike Cipolla, all the Flash people. Flash in action Friday, FC Kansas City, 7 p.m. Rhinos Saturday at home versus Toronto FC 2 at 705-454-KICK to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Suriani, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM. Live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up then.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Grass.